Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1472, recorded Wednesday, June 11th, 2014. Now, script free. This episode of the GizWiz is brought to you by iFixit. You can fix it, and iFixit makes it easy. With free step-by-step repair guides, high-quality replacement parts, and all the tools you'll need. For $10 off a purchase of $50 or more, go to iFixit.com/twit and enter the code GizWiz at checkout.
And now, get ready for Dick!
Are you ready for this illuminating, inflatable show? I hope so, because it's time for the GizWiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D.
And OMG Chad.
On Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs. Growing, growing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! Hello, everybody, and welcome to the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. How are you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, and may I say, your headroom is perfection.
Oh, it's the best. I have the best headroom in the business.
Unbelievable.
You might call me Maximus Headroom.
Yeah. Ever change your hair, otherwise we'll have to reset everything. What is that man doing?
I don't know. It looks like he's robbing this armored car.
It is an armored car, right?
It says Paul and Dolcini's sewer service and plumbing repairs. Well, that's the plumber. We have a bathroom issue going on at the studio currently.
Oh, again?
Yeah. I have to admit, I used the woman's restroom today at Twit. I don't even know. Is that like illegal? No? Okay. Apparently I'm allowed to do that.
I don't know.
Yeah, it smells like something died in the guy's bathroom here at Twit. It's only happened today. This isn't like if you come to see the show, you don't have to expect that the guy's bathroom is going to smell bad. But today it really smelled bad.
And strangely, 2 years ago when I was there, it smelled bad. Must be just those 2 days. 2 years ago, the smell was gone.
Whenever we record, coincidence, I'm sure.
It's just back.
Right. Right. It was a gadget gone afoul, I'm sure. Yeah. So that's what's...
We used to flush the old gadgets down the toilet, but now we just send them to people who provide us with videos.
And no more gadgets with organic matter. Can't do that anymore. I hear you're going to a really cool thing this weekend, a musical.
They do it about five times a year, and it's an improv group, and I'm mentioning it because you are... taking improv classes, right?
I am. In fact, I just did my last class. It could technically not be my last class. They have three main courses for foundation work. So I've taken the last class in the foundation series of classes. I'm in foundation three. And we did, and I forget the name of it, but it's like a romp or it's a... They have a specific... It's almost like an improv battle we did. And there's rules associated with it. And it was really, really interesting. So that just happened in the last class. The idea was we'd be given a word, and then we'd expand the word. So, like, let's say we were given summer. We'd walk around and we'd say things that we associated with summer, or maybe, you know, it was a girl named Summer, or, you know, we try to expand on this word. And then we started doing scenes or... games or monologues based off of that word, and that would last for like 30 minutes to an hour off of one word. So that's what we did in the last class. That was a lot of fun.
At Broadway's next hit musical, when you go in, they give you...
And you're sure it's going to be the next hit musical?
Yes, well, they will make it then. If you ever want to see one of their sketches, oh my word, thank you.
Look at that, Coke delivered.
Dennis, who has just come from French class.
Wow.
Everybody's going to classes. You get a little card and you make up the most bizarre song title you can think of. Last week I put in My Doctor Found Onions on My Liver. And then everybody makes up the song title. They throw them in a fishbowl, and then there are five people, and one person gets up. And they make a whole big deal. As you know, when I was on Broadway 10 years ago, this song was so close to my heart, and that song was, and they reach into the fishbowl and they read the title and then they sing the song, and they're usually very silly, and then the other people come up and they try and distract the person singing the song, or they act out the people that the song is about. And then after five people do that, the audience votes on the wackiest song, and then the five people have 5 minutes to come back out and do a complete Broadway musical.
That is amazing.
With an opening and a storyline, yeah, and a sad storm, a song, and a big finale. And the guy who plays the piano did some music for Avenue Q. It's great.
Wow.
It's great.
Yeah. And that's two, one thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, two of the people there work for Disney. So it's
got to
really
be
great.
So cool.
Really great.
That's one of the things I've learned at my improv class is there's so many different styles of improv, because I always associated it with the Whose Line Is Anyway games.
Oh, yeah.
But at BATS, they do long form improv. And so they've taken genres and done full plays based off of improv and with beginning, middle, and ends. And it's fascinating. And that's kind of the training that I'm going through. I'm going through a lot less training on you know, being funny and making sure I do a good game or anything like that. It's much more long form, how to think, and it's great for my hosting, because it's teaching you basically how to think on your feet in an hour long show, and thinking about characters and thinking about situations and
motivations. Can I offer you a challenge?
Yeah.
Have Jeff Needles right now turn off your teleprompter.
Oh man.
And let's just see.
I don't know if I'd be able to talk without.
I bet you could. I bet you.
You're saying make up a show?
I bet you could get to the end of the show with nothing.
Do a Gizwiz without a script?
Well, that's what I think.
God.
Yeah, I got my, you know, I will join you. I have my script right here.
They tore them down. Yep. Just in that.
I'm tearing
my
script up.
Oh gosh. In solidarity, I will get rid of our script too.
I have five words on a napkin.
What this is think? Not a scripted show anymore, folks. We are off the rails.
We're I'll be here.
Not yet. I mean,
oh, not yet. Okay.
Say yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'll be here too. Let's go ahead and get, I guess, to the first gadget.
Okay, we're going to do some gadgets, and I have two videos this week. So which is filthier, a toilet seat you were talking about or your cell phone?
Oh, I would assume
Here's something you may not be thrilled to know. Your cell phone is dirtier than you think.
Ah!
This company says a cell phone has 18 times more bacteria than a public restroom. What are you people doing with those phones?
So this is a gadget that makes a toilet seat out of your cell phone.
We have a toilet handle.
It's a toilet seat cell phone.
A little bit of gunk. A toilet,
that's toilet handle?
Yeah, really gunky. Doorknob, kind of gunky. Your cell phone.
Yikes.
Yeah, I'm glad it's your cell phone and not mine, because my phone is spotless. Now, okay, so evidently cell phones really are filthy. And I got a call from the people at Phone Soap, and they said, would you like to try phone soap? And I said, yeah, you know, if you watch the Giz Whiz, you know, Chad loves soap. We do soap of the month on the Giz Whiz. And phone soap came. You cannot take a shower with it. You can, but you'll totally ruin the device. This is phone soap, and it's pretty nifty. I'm going to open it up here and show you.
Oh, whoa.
Phone soap.
That's not what I imagined.
Sanitizer. It has two ultraviolet C lamps and has something that's a little bit different. We had an ultraviolet phone cleaner years ago on the GizWiz, but this one adds something kind of unique. So this panel pops up. Inside is a micro USB cable, but you don't have to use this cable. You can put in whatever cable came with your phone. Like if you have an iPhone, you need the special iPhone cable. I have this cable because it ends in three different device ends.
Oh, here. Wow.
And I'll tell you one.
You're going to talk about the cable later.
Perfect.
So this is what you do. You take your phone. This is the Galaxy S5.
Large phone.
Now, the Galaxy S5 is different than all my other Galaxy
And that
phones.
Door you have to...
There oh, is yeah. this locking tab over the USB port. And that's because the Galaxy S5 is water resistant. They say water resistant. On YouTube, I see people doing videos submerging them in a glass of water. I don't think that's highly recommended, but they seem to survive that. So you don't want to take that door off. So what you do is the little micro, that's the little micro USB, and that's going to go into my phone. Okay, now you see there's a green light here.
Oh,
and the phone lit up. It's in charging mode. So now the phone is charging. You put the phone on the phone soap device. And, you know, I called the company because I said that it's hard to put this little plastic thing back on. And they said it's no problem if it's not on. And evidently, ultraviolet light, as long as you're a couple of inches away, it won't bother you, even if some is seeping through, if it doesn't close all the way. All right, so once you close it, we're going to see a green light and a blue light. Okay, now we see, it's hard for me to see. Dennis, do you see a blue light and a green light?
We see it.
So the green light means it's charging. The blue light means it's being sanitized. The sanitizing of it takes under 5 minutes. But the neat thing is you throw this in the phone soap device before you go to bed, and that way the ultraviolet light will go out after 4.5 to 5 minutes. But it will stay on the charging cycle, and in the morning you'll have a clean, charged phone.
Can you use it for anything else?
You can. That's an interesting
question
here. I actually wrote the dimensions down.
Is it only for phones?
So what's interesting is anything that fits in here. I'm going to just unplug this again. So they gave the approximate dimensions on their website. Anything that's up to 6 inches long, roughly 3 3/4 wide, and roughly 3/4 inch high, toothbrushes, whatever you want, as long as they go in there and you can close the cover, you can press the sanitizing button. Actually, you don't press anything. It's kind of neat. As soon as this closes, the blue light comes on, and then it'll shut off at the end of the cycle. So you can use this to sanitize toothbrush heads, anything smallish as those dimensions.
Coins.
The little charging port in there is a 5-volt charging port. It
Watches.
Comes in black and in white. And at phonesoap.com, I mean, I have no laboratory equipment here. You're lucky I have a bathroom. But at the Discovery Channel, they actually did a lab test, and the results of that is on the Phone Soap website. I mean, the man had a lab coat on, so he knows what he's talking about.
Absolutely.
So that's pretty nifty. It's $50, $59.95, or $59.99. And depending on when you're watching this, if it's not midnight on Father's Day yet, there is a 20% discount. The discount code is on their website. I think it might be Dad's Day. But if you go to phonesoap.com, you will find a discount. And 20% off, roughly $60, $6, $12, $60, $50, roughly $48. Okay? So there you have it. I'm now going to make a clean call on my sanitized phone. So no more dirty calls for me. Dick DiBartolo, the GizWiz, Mad's Maddest Writer, with One Take Theater here on Twit. Chad, yeah?
Yeah? Hey, Dickie D.
Oh, Chad does a better job.
All right. I don't appreciate those calls.
Sorry. That's
okay. That's okay. Oh, yeah, anyway, so that's phone soap charger, and they do make a couple of other products.
Yeah.
I should get one of these. I met Howie Mandel. You know Howie Mandel?
Yeah. He's
a game show host.
Yes.
He hosted a show called Deal. Yes, exactly.
Right.
He hosted a show called Deal or No Deal. And I was at a toy fair, and he was there. And I said to the publicist, can I say hello to Howie? I did a takeoff on his game show in Mad. And she said, hang on, and I'll be right back. So she came back, and she said, he's dying to meet you. He has his Mad with him. He wants you to autograph it. But please do not shake his hand.
Yes, he doesn't like to be touched.
No, she said. He said,
yeah.
Either bump elbows,
yeah,
or close your fist.
You can see people when they hug him on Deal or No Deal. He goes, he kind of freezes a little bit. He doesn't like it at all.
That's the only person I ever knew that does not want to be even touch your hand.
Right.
So
yeah, I had heard of that. I heard of that about that before.
Yeah,
isn't that so funny?
So I assume he probably has about 10 of these going 24/7 sanitizing.
When you walk through his front door, you have to spend 5 minutes walking down the longest hall in your life, just being pelted with UV rays.
Yes, exactly.
Dr. Mom mentioned in the chat room, UV attracts bees. So I don't know if it's the UV immediately, like while it's on, that attracts bees. I assume there's no like UV, like a bee wouldn't be, like UV light has been here before. Let me in.
Yeah. And does it matter if what the letter is after the UV? For example, phone soap charger uses UV-C?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
And like, because I know.
That might, you know, if that attracts snakes, I'm less enthralled. I would rather.
You have a snake phobia?
I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not crazy about big bugs.
Yeah.
But snakes, I don't mind if they walk by me like 10 feet away. I don't want to see one in
well,
my bed.
Well, I have bad news. Snakes don't walk. They slither.
Oh, then I don't have to worry.
Yeah, so they will never walk by you 10 feet away, ever.
Right then, you have years, lifetime of anxiety.
Exactly. They have no feet.
Of
they are the devil animal. Yeah. No, that's okay. So back
Nothing
to phone soap.
To you?
You know, I don't. I was trying to think about my what fears I have. I don't know if I have a lot. I probably have some fears, but they're just not coming to mind right now.
All right. Well, then they're not. They're not that fearful.
Yeah. Oh, eyes. Stuff with eyes. I cannot stand that. I definitely have
stuff with eyes.
Yeah. It's not like I have a fear of eyes. It's like how people have a fear of needles. I have a fear of things happening to your eyes. So anytime anyone does the like, oh, I'm touching my eye, or I watch people put in contacts or anything. Or people talk about stuff that has to deal with human eyes. I can't. Yeah, that's definitely a thing I have.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a phobia because I'm more worried about something happening to someone's eyes than I am worried about just eyes. So yeah. So
well, I think that was very deep, thoughtful, and something that we can take away with us.
Exactly. And phone soap, that's pretty cool. So for $50, you can charge your phone, also get it clean.
Sanitized. I mean, I assume that even though our phones are filthy, they must not be terribly harmful because I don't sanitize my phone.
Yeah.
You?
No, I don't. I mean, I wipe it off on my jeans every once in a while, and I assume
that's
to do
perfect.
Something.
I think that's,
you know,
I think that's second best to ultraviolet light.
I always wonder how the ultraviolet light stuff really works. I have to assume that it works really well because I see UV lights that you can put into water so it cleans your water. I see UV light stuff all the time, and I have to assume that it works fairly well. Otherwise, I'd assume they'd get like sued out of existence or
that would
something.
Be my guess. That would be my guess. You know, if you just bought ultraviolet pants, when you put your phone in your pocket.
I need an ultraviolet flashlight so I could just shine it on stuff and kill it. I also just imagine, you know, if you're on the microscopic scale and you look, there's just this battlefield of dead bacteria just still floating around. It's still on your phone. You haven't wiped it off. It's just this decimation of bacteria.
It's all piled in the corner.
Exactly.
So when you dial, don't use the corner of your phone.
No. Yes. Yeah. Because they know. They know to go die over there. If you keep your fingers in the middle area, everything's fine. That's how bacteria works. Perfect. Pretty sure. Let's go ahead and gadget number two.
Gadget number two is that cable that I was using in the video.
This
cable is pretty neat. Now, there are some downsides to the cable. It's on Amazon. It's called the 3-in-1 USB charging cable. It is an amazing... this one is $3.88.
Ooh.
Plus free shipping. It's not Amazon Prime. It'll take a long time to get to you. It comes from overseas. Probably 5 or 6 weeks. But... Now, some people said that the cables they received was not the one in the picture. Hmm. The one I received, I do not have a new iPhone. But this, from what I've seen, looks like the iPhone 5 charger.
Yeah, that's the Lightning connector.
The Lightning connector. Some people said, charge my iPhone 5 fine. Other people said, doesn't work on my iPhone.
Hmm.
Mine, the 30-pin connector... was very interesting. One side of the connector says Sam.
Yeah, or it's a Sam connector. I don't know. There's no such thing as a Sam connector.
And the other one is the regular 30-pin thing. Turns out the Sam side will slowly charge my Samsung tablet.
Oh, wow.
And when you flip it over to the 30-pin side, it will quickly charge... The only iOS device I have is the iPod Touch 4th generation, and this charges that very quickly.
So this is a 4-in-1.
It is a 4-in-1. And then this is the micro USB, which I use on my Galaxy 5. And even though people online said the quality is iffy, several people said at that price, by 3 or 4 of them, because even if one of them doesn't work, they're dirt cheap.
Yeah.
So you have to, they just come in an envelope. There's no instructions. I'm sure there's no warranty. They're not certified.
You open it up and you shake the envelope and it just falls on the table. It's not unwrapped. There's no unwrapping. You just
That's
have it.
There's no unboxing.
Yes. Yes.
And then you look at it and you say, "Ooh, I wonder what they picked to put in my envelope." but anyway, I find I would not take this on a vacation until I tried all four and make sure they charge your device.
Right. You don't want to be mission critical with only that.
That.
Yeah.
But if it charges all four devices, this is great to throw in your backpack, throw in your pocket. Because you have a lot of choices of things to charge.
If I look in my bag, I'm pretty positive I have at least...
You have this?
Four. No. But I have, I know that I have, micro USB. You know, it's funny. I actually am charging. I have a Pebble. I have a Lightning cable. And then I've been using... let me see if I can actually grab it. This came with my Anchor.
You know, I would not open that bag too far, Chad, because almost everything I see says property of Twit on it.
Right, exactly. Big old Twit stickers. This came with the Anchor battery, and this charger has on the top of it, you can pull this off and you can change this. And so right now I have the micro USB on there, but it has...
Oh, okay.
It has all sorts of them. And so it's similar, but you have to keep track of these little things that can fly
around. You know what? I have something from Radio Shack like that, and I'm always fearful that I'm going to leave one of the heads at work or at the hotel or forget to pack it.
Yeah.
I kind of like the idea that all this stuff was attached, but...
Yeah, exactly.
You do have to check on quality.
Exactly. And so I have this, like, gigantic little bag. Gigantic. I have this bag full of different connectors, and I mean, I could even charge some type.
You could charge a Buick with that.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I know that a few of these are laptop chargers, but not nearly as elegant as what you have at all. Wow. So, very, very cool. Very neat.
Wow, we're doing product placement there because I could put my Coke Zero can.
Oh yeah, sorry. I wonder what type of soda I drink.
That's good. Maybe they'll send us soda.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. When I saw that cable, I really want to know more. And it's only $3.88. You can find it on Amazon. In the description, it says brand new. It's a brand new 3-in-1 USB charger. You're not buying it used. Lucky you.
Yeah, some of the descriptions in Amazon are just perfect.
My favorite is when they try to list absolutely every phone that was ever invented in the title that they can get that search recognition.
I wondered why they... I thought they were doing it for themselves so that they wouldn't have to worry, you know, get emails going, will it fit the Atari 900?
Like, see, this anchor has, it starts with the iPad Air and Mini, iPhone 5, Galaxy S5 and S4, Tab 2 Note, Nexus Moto X, Moto G, LG Optimus, HTC One, and more. It's just like, there's so, and this isn't even the worst offender on that. But yeah, they do that. I'm pretty positive for search
ranking. Oh, okay, interesting. Yeah.
Cool. Well, moving on, I guess, to the
moving
last.
Moving on, we have another kind. Well, that was a kind of useful gadget. This is kind of a wacko gadget, but I think you'll find it fun. So let's look at GizWiz video number 2.
Fun thing to do when I have a few minutes is just to roam through the Amazon website and look for weird stuff to show on the GizWiz. Weird things that can improve your life, weird things that can make you look better when you walk the streets. For example, these are the 20-time magnifying eyeglasses. And if you think they look a little too weird, they're cleverly designed so you can flip one up and out of the way. Okay. So let me tell you about these glasses. First of all, they have built-in
looks like
LED
an Inspector
lights.
Gadget thing.
They do.
I can't operate it with the light on because it'll just blow out the camera. But because it's very bright,
they
kind of look like they're very techie, but they're kind of cheaply made. Only one of the two LED lights up. And I thought, I don't know why I thought it. I thought for some reason you might be able to dial it down, but you can't. They are 20-time magnifiers. And I'm going to show you what exactly that means. There's no way for me to show you, you know, let the camera see through this. At least I don't know how to do that. So I'm going to look at an extreme close-up of something that probably very few Twit employees have ever seen, okay, in person, a $20 bill. All right, so this is a $20 bill. And I will tell you when it's in focus. Okay.
See, I thought 20-time magnification, you were going to look at a $1 bill.
Seeing
nothing. Seeing
it's going to turn into a 20.
Now it's in focus.
Oh, wow. That's close.
In Leo Laporte, we trust. Weird.
Now.
I can see all the fibers. 4663. You know. So that's how close a 20-time magnifier is. Now, amazingly, there are more than 500 reviews on Amazon.
Wow.
And you know,
yes.
I don't know how many people bother writing reviews, but I think they've sold a lot of these.
How much would you expect to pay for something like that?
Well, what would you think, Dennis? What would you think a piece of high quality...
What would you think, Chad?
Almost medical quality.
Almost medical quality. $15.
Close, a little more than 10% of that. No, actually, less than 10% of that.
$100?
No. They're under $5.
Oh, okay. Good.
People are using them really like to look at circuit boards, check soldering.
Pick up girls.
So if you need really magnified,
you could
like
pass
this,
it off as the next Google Glass.
And it's not a complaint, but you think that for some reason you're going to be seeing in stereo. The close up is so close.
Oh yeah, you can't.
If you try to look through both of them, you don't see clearer. You just get a severe headache, as most people in the reviews state. A lot of people, I like the idea that what you can do is flip one up and just use one. That's probably the easiest way. Close your other eye. But a lot of people are taking them off the frame. They think the frame is stupid. And to just use the single magnifier by itself. You could do that, but I like the idea that the magnifier can be held in place with the frame. And I only need one, since you only look through one eye, I'm not upset that only one LED light works. According to the technical instructions,
oh, they should have printed that super
the battery
tiny.
Is replaceable.
So oh, that would have been good.
The in the broken one.
They should have put it like a pinhead in there.
Yeah.
And said, this is your manual.
Put a little bit of microfilm in.
This is the deluxe shipping box it comes in. They just threw it in an envelope and shipped it from China, so or overseas somewhere. So it came fairly beat up. The frames were bent a little, but I was able to bend them back again. But, you know, kids, I think kids have a lot of fun with these things, looking at flowers close up. And if indeed you do any kind of electronic work where you have to see circuit boards and things like that, they would
maybe
be
for Burke.
Mm-hmm. Under $5, Amazon.com. The link and everything is at gizwiz.biz. I'm ready for my extreme close-up now, Mr. DeMille. Oh, Mr. DeMille, you're huge.
Eye doctors could use this to administer tests. Look into your retina.
You know what? There was an interesting in one of the reviews that I never thought about. The person said, I can see the welds. I can see everything amazingly clear, but I'm too close to do any work on the circuit.
Oh, you're right. If you were looking at something so close, you'd have to look.
Yes. The $20 bill was like an inch away.
Yeah.
So how would you ever get the tools in there?
Yeah, that's a good point.
So it's more, I guess, a
$5. You know, if you
again for $5, you could.
We really need a category that's like under $7. Why not? Free shipping under $7. Why not?
Yes, exactly. It's like the cable is. Sometimes I'll just say I'm going to spend $20 tonight and get four pieces of crap.
I'm going to buy myself
I don't know if on Amazon if you could just say, show me everything under $5.
I think this would be a great shopping list. Everyone's looking for things that are inexpensive. To say, not only is this under $20, under $10, this is under $5 list.
Under $5 and fun.
And fun. And fun,
you know,
absolutely.
Kids, at least for a few hours, kids would be... looking at trees and going, oh, my gosh, look at what a spider looks like.
Looking at the sun and drilling a laser right through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do not look at the sun.
No, please
You know
don't.
What? If you can get that close to the sun so that the sun is clear, you will be French toast.
That's funny. You mentioned the reviews, and so I went to look, and they are all across the board. This might be the flattest review I have ever seen. On 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1 stars.
Yes. Normally, yes, you're right. I didn't realize that the worst is 1 star.
Yeah. You can't give it a zero star.
The logic number.
Yeah.
But again, you're not looking for, you're not going to find doctors and surgeons. I don't think Dr. Mom is going, oh, I'm going to buy these for everybody in the hospital.
Right. Yeah.
She's not giving them to the surgeons for Christmas gifts.
This one isn't medical quality. This is, Well, that is so funny. Coming up next, we have My Crap, The Gadget Warehouse, The Letter, all sorts of great stuff coming up. But first, we have to thank our wonderful sponsor for this episode, iFixit. You know iFixit. They're the people who do the wonderful teardowns of all the current gadgets that are coming out. They did the Xbox and the PlayStation 4. But they also have really, really great hardware and even home appliances and clothing repair guides. They have over 10,000 repair guides available for you to go browse and find so that you can fix your gadgets. And it's just absolutely great. Head on over to ifixit.com/twit and you can learn more. You can check out some of their repair guides. Let's say you need you shattered your iPhone screen and you need a repair guide. You have the red ring of death on your Xbox and you can't send it back. How are you going to repair that? Or swap a battery on your Galaxy S3. iFixit has you covered with all the repair guides, tools, and parts. And in fact, they have a great store. I absolutely love their store because the parts and tools that they sell there, they're second to none.
Second to none.
I have a few of them here. And I'm going to show off the ProTek screwdriver set and the magnetic project board. Both of these are absolutely, one, they're great gifts if you need to give a geeky guy or girl in your life a wonderful gift. But also, they're just fantastic. And these were made by iFixit for geeks like you and me who need tools specifically made for fixing our gadgets. This is the ProTek screwdriver set. It has 15 different drivers. They're each color-coded based off what type of tool head they have. So we got flat head, and over here is the Phillips head. This is a star bit right here. And we also have a tri and a Torx and Torx security bits down here. This is, I mean, can you imagine? You have to, one, it'll help you for any project. But then can you imagine if your friend comes over to the house and he needs you to help fix his gadgetry, and you whip this bad boy out, he's going to know that you're a professional, and he's going to be very, very impressed, and you'll be able to impress him. And then next, I want to show off the Project Mat, the magnetic Project Mat. And this is, Leo saw this when they were unboxing the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, and he just fell in love with it, and I did too. The idea is that all the tiny little pieces that you pull off of your phone or any gadget, really, there's these tiny little screws and pieces that you don't want flopping around. You don't want to have just laying on the desk, and you want to keep all together. And you also want to make note of what they are. And so not only is this mat magnetic, so those screws and little bits won't go flopping all around, but it's also a whiteboard at the same time. So you can use this little marker that they supply to write down, I need to keep this. Spelling is not my favorite. But yeah, now you can keep that, you know. It's pretty self-explanatory, and it is fantastic. On the back of the pen that they give you is a small eraser, so I can just erase my notes and start over once I am finished. This little dry erase board works fantastically. So both of these are on the iFixit store. The ProTek screwdriver set is $59.95, and the magnetic project mat is $19.95. These are two very fantastic gadgets. And if you would like $10 off your first purchase of $50 or more, or just your purchase of $50 or more, you can head on over to ifixit.com/twit. And if you check out, when you check out, use the offer code GizWiz to receive $10 off any purchase of $50 or more. And make sure that you check out over the 10,000 repair guides and manuals that they also have on iFixit. It's really, really, really great. So, ifixit.com/twit. And to help support the show and get $10 off a purchase of $50 or more, use the promo code GizWiz. And we thank iFixit for their support of the GizWiz. Great little gadget.
All right, so now, ladies and gentlemen, once a week, Chad puts his life on the line when he finds a gadget in a specific category, and June's category is things that inflate So we're going to turn it over to Chad right after his amazing crappy corner theme.
Woo! But you might want it at Chad's crappy corner.
Okay.
Oh, an accordion.
We have, so this, let's start off, this is not part of the crappy corner. This is something to use with the crappy corner gadget.
Oh, it's a manual hair dryer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, this is back in the day when hair
Chad
dryers...
is inflating his hair.
When there was no electricity, this is what you would use to dry off after a shower.
Wow.
In the
wow.
tub. Yeah, no, this is, it's inflatable. It's inflatable month. So...
Okay.
We need to inflate it, and I don't want to... we got notes from last week's episode. It was disgusting that I was putting my mouth all over the product that we were going to ship out to people. So we are going to inflate it using a third-party inflation device. What I have today is the Lumiade. What this is a... it's an inflatable, I guess, lantern. And it kind of has branding around health and first aid. The idea is kind of it's your go-to thing whenever you need to illuminate something at night. And it'll always be here and it'll always be charged. And that's because right on the front, it has a solar panel. It has a solar panel built in. So we've been throwing this underneath different types of light. It also has on the front an LED so you can tell when it's being charged and when it's not. This LED right here. So if I cover up the panel, the LED should turn off, and then if I take it away, it should turn on. It's a very low power LED, so it is kind of hard to tell when it's being turned on and turned off.
Well, here, let me turn off the lights.
Here, maybe there.
Oh, now
it's definitely not on now. There we go. But yeah, so that's one way to tell. And then all you do to help and the, what. It's funny. We also found this on. This is why I'm broke. And on there, they called it a pillow. I wouldn't call this a pillow, but it is inflatable. And the idea is, once you inflate it, then it will sort of diffuse the LED a little bit more than than you would any other way. So
it does not come with the pump.
It does not come with the pump. The pump was Twit supplied. Normally, you just pump this, you know, use your mouth and the inflation port. And there we go.
It's a little bit like a pillow.
It is a little bit like a pillow, but I wouldn't suggest sleeping on it.
No, and you don't want to put your head down on a solar panel.
No, that's what I was thinking. And then Jeff was like, well, maybe for little kids. No, you wouldn't. Anyway, there we go. So now that it's inflated... the idea is that you just push this little power button, and the LED inside will light
now
up.
Now we could dim the lights.
There we go. Yeah, so we can dim the lights. It has two states, sort of medium and high. And this will, and you can see it's giving off a pretty good fair amount of light, especially if it wasn't the middle of the day and we weren't in a lit studio. Your eyes could easily adjust to the amount of light that this is putting out, and it would be quite nice. The inflatable layer, or the little pillow, does diffuse the LED very well. So it will help it light up an entire tent or something like that. And then on top of that, once you're done with it, once you deflate it, it's light and it's easy to pack away. It's not going to take up nearly as much room as a plastic light would. And so that's why I think their main area is for backpackers and someone who's going to go camping and wants something that will pack away really easily. And then, of course, because it is lit by it's battery powered off of light and not off of removable batteries or rechargeable batteries. It's just a solar panel with rechargeable batteries built in. You don't need to worry about keeping it charged and carrying and toting around extra batteries. And so that is the Lumiade right
and,
here.
And
$18.69.
Okay. Free shipping.
Free shipping. And I really do like how it packs up really easily. And you could have, it doesn't have any way to tell when it's inflated and when it's deflated. So if you want to, you can of course use it just as a flashlight with it deflated, and kind of point that at the ground.
Okay. That's,
you know, because it's just, you know, here you could turn off the studio lights one more time and see that it's just a little flashlight here. It does help defuse it once it's fully out of there.
Inflated. Yeah.
Once that's it's fully neat. Inflated, and of course it's waterproof because there is no there's no way for water to get in. There's no removable hatches or anything to put batteries in, so you could. It's inherently waterproof, which is nice. And, you know, if you really need a pillow, perhaps you could spend a night on.
Is that a handle on
it
the
does.
Top?
It has a little handle on the top. And here, I'll inflate it one more time because it's much cooler to look at it when it's inflated. But yeah, it has a handle on the top, and it has two grommets at the top as well. If you need to attach it via like carabiner to
someone
the
in
rest.
The chat room says it could be a water wing.
Oh, it could be. It could. This could be your life preserver.
I don't know how much weight it would hold.
Nah, yeah, probably not much.
I would not.
But yeah, at the top it has a little handle, okay. And then the two grommets up here. They're not actually. They
oh,
don't have
the
like
grommets
a,
are good.
Yeah,
making it for a attached yep. to the top of the tent.
Yep,
excellent.
Yep. So it's also it's. I mean, it's light. It's easy to travel. I'm pretty positive that it can take a fair amount of damage, although we have not tested that feature. But yeah, that is the Luminade. Luminade. It sounds like a fancy type of a drink of lemonade. But yeah, I also like the LED on the front that tells you when it's being charged and when it's not. So there you go. That is
I like it.
My crappy corner for the month of inflatable gadgets. So, okay. I guess let's move on to the Dick's Gadget Warehouse!
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
And we have a Gadget Warehouse viewer video. This is my Tecna Micro knife. I've had it for a very long time. It's an okay knife, but it's a little different than most pocket knives, says David Phillips. And he sent us a short video to show us why.
Hi, Chad. Hi, Dick. This is Dave Phillips. I've got my Gadget Warehouse. This is a little pocket knife that I've had for a number of years. It's not that great, but it's good enough. I keep it on my desk, and I use it as a letter opener once in a while. It's by a company called Tecna. You might recognize the name of the company. They make lots of very good diver's knives. This isn't a diver's knife, and it's not very good. It's just adequate. It works great as a letter opener. It's a fixed blade knife, about 2 inches long for the blade, and I guess maybe 6 inches long overall. And the blade is covered by this little piece of plastic right here.
Huh.
To expose the blade, you just push on the button at this end, and the blade retracts into the handle.
Oh, whoa!
It's an okay
edge.
That's kind of
cool.
Nothing special. Like I say, it's adequate for being a letter opener. To close the cover of the blade, I should say, push or pull on the little plastic to get it out of the handle.
Oh, that seems
and then
to
you pull until it
oh,
clicks,
okay, that's fine.
Locked in place, and there you have your pocket knife safe to go back in your shirt pocket. You can still find these on eBay every once in a while, anywhere from $30 to $50. The $50
Whoa.
Ones usually have a very nice box that they came in. I certainly wouldn't pay $50 for it. I don't think I'd pay $30 for it. But there you have it, the Tecna Micro Knife. Thanks for watching.
That is really interesting. And
you know, I always thought a pocket knife would fold.
Yeah.
Not have the protection cover come out.
Thanks so much,
but
David.
But it's kind of bizarre. I've never seen that before where instead of folding the blade in to protect it, a plastic sleeve comes out to protect it. And then to use it, you can push a button and the plastic thing slides away.
Yeah.
And I would not try to take that through security at the airport.
No, no, no. I mean, it looks too similar. That action makes it seem too much like a switchblade. I would be worried if any law enforcement... I mean, I guess that they would know that it's not a an actual switchblade. But yikes.
But they would say, why do you need a letter opener on the airplane?
Right. Right. Absolutely.
Are you going to a place where you're going to get a lot of mail?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, in the sky, I get my air mail all the time.
Oh, very well.
What are you
very
talking
good.
About?
Very good. That improv class is really
it's
working.
It's working. I'm telling you. Well, thanks so much, David, for sending that in.
Yes. David will get a piece of crap. He will a piece of crap that has not been licked, blown on, or
nope.
had any body part of any person at the studio.
Yes.
You
saliva free. That's our new motto.
Saliva free is our new slogan. Saliva free. You'll get a Mad Magazine, saliva free, and a 30-year-old Alfred E. Newman picture. But we need more videos. I believe that was our last Gadget Warehouse video. It can be very short, like David's video was like a minute and a half.
It was perfect. Great. That was a perfect video.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, something you have that you like, or even if you hate it, just make us a quick video. When you got it, maybe how old it is and what you might have paid for it and why you are keeping it. So it can be, I bought a piece of crap too, or I invented this. We really love the Gadget Warehouse stuff, but you can also send us my favorite gadget of all time. Just put it on YouTube and send us the link. And the link goes to gizwiz@twit.tv. gizwiz@twit.tv. Again, no more than 3 minutes long, okay? But we need videos, and we need one for this coming week.
Yeah, absolutely. So, just use your webcam or a phone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, we have a few, but, you know, you have to remember, you know, we always joke about this.
Very low-quality standards on the Gizwiz.
But we should be able to see the gadget.
Right.
You shouldn't be a million miles away, and you shouldn't also be 30 feet from the microphone, so we can't even hear what you're saying.
We need to be able to hear you and see you and
possibly the gadget. That would be good.
And then just upload it to YouTube, email it to us. I think we'd rather not download attachments. So please set it on YouTube as well.
Perfect.
That'd be great.
Perfect.
Well, I guess let's move on to the letter.
Become the letters, your lovely letters. Become the Gizwiz letters now.
Woo!
Our letter, our email is, do you remember the 360 camera that we did?
Was that the one where you tossed it up? Or was that
That was one. The 360 camera was the one that shot all the way around in 360 HD.
Right.
And I found it at a PEFCOM event like 6 weeks ago. But it was very strange because the PR guy said, we have no website right now. And we have no place to go on the web right now. And we're going to launch it on Kickstarter, but we have no other information. So all I can say is just keep looking for 360.
All I can say is I'm not quite sure why we are at this event to sell gadgets. Yes.
However, so that's why I was kind of shocked when I got an email from, let me just find the guy's name here. I tell you what I'm going to do is have you go to, all right, so on May 20th, they launched this on Kickstarter, looking for $150,000.
Wow.
Chad, take a look.
Look at how much they've been funded.
They're closing in on $1 million.
Yeah, they only wanted $150,000, and they are at $971,000 right now, and they still have 22 days to go.
So this, and we're running a little video now. So this is a camera that you will shoot 360 degrees all the way around. And then when you watch it on your iPad, just rotate your iPad and you change your view.
That is way interesting.
To see any part of the scene that you were in. It is just amazing. And also on their Kickstarter page, it's Garoptic is the name of the company. Thinking that I didn't know if they stood a prayer, they are really
They're
amazing.
Here and, on Kickstarter and already funded.
This
is the one that's right that fit into the light
yes,
bulb.
You can put it into a light bulb
that's
socket.
Right.
So if you're doing a security camera, you don't have to pick what part of the room you want to aim the camera at. It can just see the entire room.
I also didn't realize that it had that LED on the side. Did it have that when we...
You know what? I don't think so.
Yeah, because that adds a lot. It will tell you when it's in photo mode or video mode or how long it's counting down. It's a LED readout on each side. It's almost it looks a lot like the fuel bands. LED readout. If you've ever seen that.
Very I found his name. So it's Derek Perez, and he said, "Dick, a quick follow up note. We did launch 360 cam from Garoptics that we displayed at Digital Focus, and we have launched it today on Kickstarter. So they are. You know, I never." Knew about these unlocked categories. Did you know
Oh, yeah, they
that?
Do that all the time. Yeah, they do that. So, and normally, like, my brother actually did a Kickstarter, and he hid his until he got close. Because you don't want to look too greedy, like, oh, if we get $1 million, here's what we're going to do. But normally, once they hit their goal, there's kind of a less of an incentive for people to keep giving. So you give extra unlock categories, so there's incentive for more people to continue to sign up. Sort of idea.
What was your brother's Kickstarter?
It was actually a really great Kickstarter. It was a Kickstarter. He's a great artist, and in December, the art studio that he was working for let him go. There's a lot of art studios in Austin, Texas that have stopped making stopped making video games, especially in the online category, which he was in. And he's also been working a lot with the transgender community. So he's doing an art series based around gender, you know, gender fluidness and the transgender community and helping. And the project is to look at people's individual stories and then make a portrait about them. So there'll be a portrait about someone who has a gender identity that's not normal, and then there'll be a story about that person that goes along with the portrait. So you can kind of breaks down barriers, and you get to
interesting.
Yeah, it's like an awareness around the transgender community. And he was funded. He was funded, which is really great. I believe really? Gender Portraits.
Is the name of it?
It was the name of it. And let me see if I can find it.
How did your Kickstarter thing go, filing taxes in the Cayman Islands? Did that get fun?
Yeah, very close. It was. We almost did really great with that.
I know you were trying to get $10. What did you finally get?
I don't think we were successfully funded on that. Gender Portraits. Let's see if I can find that. I can't spell, so... Gender Portrait. Hopefully Google can figure out what I meant to say. Nah, I can't find it. There it is. Wonderful.
Oh, they're okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and he was successfully
funded.
Oh, okay.
He was going for $7,500 and he did $9,900. Great.
Yep. So, and there's my, and it'll show my brother there doing his Kickstarter stuff. Hi, I'm Drew.
Hi. I'm Drew Johnson. I'm an artist, and I identify as gender fluid.
This is so funny, because like, I've known my brother forever.
The gender fluid part.
And he is...
In fact, if I
I'm
say
like,
words
Drew,
genders,
you're being so...
Two spirits, cisgender
up,
or bigender,
bro.
A surprising percentage of people have no idea...
Oh, that's great.
As a painter and a member of the transgender community, I want to add exposure to gender diversity and celebrate gender nonconformists through my art. So this year... I started a new painting series called
and Gender Diversity is a great title. Great name.
Enhanced by interviews with the subjects to help enlighten as well as entertain.
So he's done like three pieces so far, and those were his. Yeah, so he was showing off those, and yeah. So yeah, Kickstarter has a warm place in my heart. So anyway, that's really cool that now it says it's the world's first full HD 360 degree camera.
Yes, everybody has a little, you know.
I was like, I've seen other 360. Show,
everybody has a little thing, because I originally thought there's been 360 degree cameras. They said, no, yeah. HD 3D.
No, this one is an HD.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be confused.
Exactly. And the next one will be HD stereophonic sound.
Right. Next, it'll be the world's first 360 degree HD and HD audio
camera.
Transgender camera. There we go. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Okay, and I guess that about wraps it up for this episode. Make sure that you head on over to gizwiz.biz to play the What the Heck Is It game. Scroll on down there to right there on the side. What the heck is it? And also, make sure you just head on over there for the show notes. Every item that we talk about is written up in full detail by Dickie D himself. But there you go. What the heck is that? It is a blue thing that looks like a circle with spikes on it.
I give no hints.
He doesn't give any hints. You can't bribe this guy.
It's clearly a blue ring of death.
It is. Oh, it is. Microsoft had the red ring of death. And this is the blue ring of death. So yeah,
you can send that in, John. I'll consider that.
Right,
employees can play.
Made by Apple as a competitive advantage. Yeah, that's great. So go ahead and guess on what the heck that is. There are 12, if my memory serves right, 12.
No, you're correct.
Mad magazines for the correct answer, but 24 if you give a funny, hilarious, or creative answer. So send your answers.
Yeah. Correct again.
Woohoo!
And no teleprompter, we might add, right?
I ripped up the script. It's just right here on the floor.
I know. For the last 50 minutes, you've been totally ad-libbing.
I know.
Look at that.
Gosh, these classes. Perfect. Indispensable.
They have paid off.
Absolutely.
PhD
off.
In making stuff up.
Make sure you also subscribe to the show at twit.tv/gizwiz. There you can find all the different formats. Subscribe in iTunes, Zune. I don't know of any others. There's a Phil RSS feed if you want to add it to your pod tracker of your choice. Any place podcasts are delivered, you can probably find our show.
Dumont and Philco also.
Right. Vivmo. We're in the Cadillac of podcasts. Stores
with a Pinto of a show.
Yes, absolutely. With the Pinto of a show. And that about wraps it up for this episode of the Gizwiz. See you next week.
I'll be here.
Dick DiBartolo, Gizwiz.